Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
See this article on ESPN.com from Don Van Natta, Seth Wickersham, and Jeremy Fowler on Bill Belichick by any chance? Came out, I would say, within the last, maybe the last 40 minutes or so. I got through as much of it as I could. It's about Bill Belichick not getting the Falcons job. And just a couple of notable things from that, which might surprise you, might not. One, Belichick firmly thought he was getting the job and that he was blindsided when Raheem Morris was named the head coach later in the day. Two, down whatever 9-10 paragraphs into the article, it talks about how Kraft, or rather Blank, checked, you know, the references Belichick gave, and one being Robert Kraft, and that apparently the phone call between Blank and Kraft is what took Blank in a different direction. Wow. But that was interesting if it's true. It said Robert Kraft wanted to move on from Belichick after the 22 season, but it was Jonathan Kraft that said no, one more year at least. And then also it says, according to the story, that it's the Giants, Eagles, or Cowboys next year is what he's looking for and doesn't think he'd be hired anywhere else. And that could be it. I mean, and it looks like Jerry Jones, according to the article, might be the only option in that group. Very interesting stuff.
Well, I mean, we got to see what happens with the Giants this season. I mean, if they have a miserable season, then John Mara, there's no way that he wouldn't consider, at least consider, Bill Belichick. I mean, I do think that Jerry Jones is a better possibility. Yeah. I mean, so I think Bill Belichick thing is really interesting.
Strange,
huh?
Isn't it?
I mean, after the documentary and now this, I mean, is there any part of you that thinks that maybe Robert Kraft doesn't want Bill Belichick to go somewhere and be great again after the last couple of years in New England, that he would give him a crappy recommendation and be like, I don't want him to have another job?
You know, it's kind of interesting the way the owners treat the coaches. I mean, it's almost like they just discard them. You know, Bill is a very forceful guy. It's one of the reasons why he's been so successful as a coach. And he knows how he knows the inner workings of football better than probably any coach out there. And to me, if the Falcons would have hired him, I think that would have been a great hire. But I also know that he probably, and this is why he moved a couple guys around, Arthur Blank, moved a couple guys around in his organization, and then all of a sudden hired Raheem Morris. I don't know. I just feel like maybe Robert Kraft said to Arthur Blank, like, look, you know, this guy's going to be a lot of work to deal with. He is a lot. He just doesn't really respect. I think he respects the owners, but maybe he just doesn't respect the football acumen or IQ of the owners. You know
maybe.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. So very interesting article. It's long. There's a lot of stuff in it. So,
you know, it also says down here who turned down a Falcon job? Stu Gatz turned down the Falcon job, but he let everybody know that it was his if he wanted it.
If he wanted it, it was his. They called me. I was involved.
Yeah, but apparently he wanted to play on the team.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want to take the job of the head coach.
Isn't that the second Stu Gatz turning down a job in the last couple of days?
Yeah.
Right?
Turns down a lot of jobs.
Turned down the Yankee job?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, but he wants it just so everybody knows that it was his if he wanted it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.